Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As of today, Israel is experiencing cool and breezy weather, with sunshine brightening the skies over Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys mild conditions. In Haifa, a few clouds are making their presence known, creating a pleasant atmosphere for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over an hour ago that the IDF has struck four new Hamas rocket-firing positions in Gaza. These were built post-ceasefire as Hamas intensifies efforts to pressure Israel. Also, earlier this hour, Walla highlights tensions over the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. and Iran aim to restore full operation following a ceasefire and agreement in Switzerland. Also this hour, Ynet reports that hundreds of female IDF officers have expressed concerns to IDF Chief Zamir. They claim the exclusion of women threatens national security. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew warns that Iran is using military pressure to influence negotiation terms, rather than seeking outright victory over Israel. And finally, from earlier today, Israel Hayom reveals that Israel's energy security is at risk. The state controller points to failures in managing the natural gas economy. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Defense Minister Katz stated Israel will not withdraw from Lebanon, even if the U.S. demands it. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported plans for regional reconciliation talks between Iran and Gulf states, citing a diplomat. Additionally, I24N EWS English shared that Israeli and Lebanese officials discuss a U.S.-backed proposal for Lebanese armed forces to control parts of southern Lebanon held by Israeli troops. Let's go deeper. Starting with Gaza, the Jerusalem Post notes that the IDF's strikes on Hamas rocket positions mark an ongoing tension, even after the recent ceasefire. Hamas continues to develop its capabilities, challenging Israel's security measures. This development raises concerns about potential escalations in the region. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Walla explains that the recent ceasefire and memorandum of understanding aim to stabilize this strategic waterway. The U.S. and Iran's efforts to restore operations are crucial for global oil markets. Any instability here could significantly affect international trade and energy security. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the growing internal challenges within the IDF. Female officers are voicing their concerns about the influence of religious actors on military discipline. IDF Chief Zamir's response suggests a need to balance religious considerations with operational needs. This discourse impacts the Army's effectiveness and inclusivity. In other developments, Israel Hayom's report on Iran's strategy reveals a complex geopolitical game. Iran's actions aim to sway negotiation outcomes rather than achieve military dominance. This tactic reflects broader regional tensions affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant shakeup in the tobacco market. The distribution company Glow Brands is losing its contract with major brands, leading to a dramatic 34% drop in its shares. Separately, CTEC highlights vulnerabilities in Israel's LPG supply. Recent refinery attacks could have caused severe gas shortages, exposing weaknesses in the country's energy infrastructure. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of risks to Israel's energy security. The state comptroller criticizes the management of the natural gas sector, which is vital for electricity production. These concerns underscore the importance of robust energy policies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.